Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I like to talk about philosophical issues or personal issues because it's important to me. I have a, that's why my artistic side, you know, when I was a teenager, I started writing lyrics to songs and, you know, eventually writing music, making melodies with a keyboard or percussion or with, I tried it with acoustic guitar, but I was starving at a young age. Or, but definitely with the voice, because I had my life was very adventurous. When I came to L.A., I came with this dream. Even if I was somewhere else, I have a dream, I have a focus. You know, I came to being a singer or songwriter. You know, acting was something on the side, but I did not come out here to be a comedian. I did not come out here to be an artist as an amateur level. If that was to happen, I would not be in LA at all. That includes, you know, I am not interested in performing for people right now because I need a break. I don't know if I'm going to perform again because I did it too long, so many decades. But I was harassed for it and jealous people came upon me. You know, I did not come to LA to play, sing at a little center. Or for $10 and be happy, or to sing for free at a beach, and that's it. If that was the case, I would never came to L.A. I'm not no comedian. I had a reason why I say that. I have this person who has some mental health issue calling me a comedian. If you see my songs on the internet, I am a singer-songwriter. Or act in my videos or something, I am not done any comedian. I wanted to be a comedian. I would be at the comedy store trying to make it as a living. When you say you're going to be a comedian or going to be a singer, it means professionally. It's not for it to be an amateur. Not for a hobby. But the dream killers keep coming my way. You know, one said that they were using my songs that I make to steal and, you know, sample. That's wrong. I paid my dues too long, but the suffering was too much for me to take. The rejections, the long delays, to do this, I cannot perform in a club. I cannot be in a band. I cannot perform as a solo artist. I cannot perform online right now. It may be permanent. I paid my dues too long. I didn't see my dream come true. And some people would say, well, it's time to leave LA. I say, yes. But yeah, obviously, that would be the obvious answer. But I've been here, and there's other entanglements, you know, own place. Or I have people that I got close to, and there's somebody I really care about, genuinely, who I became close to. So the things have changed. You know, I'm not going to just jump up and leave. You know, so I have some other ambitions. But I did not come to L.A. to be no counselor either. You know, some people was like, oh, you should be a mental health. I'm not coming to be a mental health counselor professionally. No. Because I don't like when these people who I consider mental health issues who keep coming around decades later saying the same thing over that has nothing to do with reality, with my ambitious in my life. While I have good morals and my character is clean and I like to be around people who are good and so on, I don't know why I attract the con artists, the criminals. I don't want those types around me. I don't want no prostitutes. I don't want nobody who's a homophobe or racist or someone who say they're conservative when they call me racial slurs. Now, when I say that, I hope people don't take what I say out of context. I believe that good people, regardless of what they believe, but I like who I can deal with, but I like to hang out with progressive people, people who are open-minded and kind to people and are not criminals. I don't want to hang out with no homophobe or no Latin racist, or I don't want, you know, evil, dangerous people. No criminals, black, white, or brown. No prejudiced person. No, you know, no crazy person who's not well, and because they're not well, they do illegal things. Because that's what these people come around, say things that don't pertain to reality. These are dream killers, you know? So I didn't come on this to L.A. When I say L.A. metropolitan area, includes outside L.A., Hollywood or San Fernando Valley, San Gabriel Valley, etc. That's what I mean. That's L.A. I'm talking about not just L.A., the city. I'm talking about Hollywood, or Van Nuys, San Fernando Valley, or Santa Monica. That's L.A. But I did not come out here to be inhibited. I did not come out here to play or sing as an amateur. And I don't like when people mention, people are out of touch reality. You know, some people saying I'm singing rock and roll. I'm not just a rock singer. It's a pop, a mixture. I like a mixture of pop. I sing a lot of pop music, so I consider myself a pop singer. But I sing rock, a mixture, and so on. I don't want that around me. I don't want no religious persons who's, you know, these people calling me priest. I'm not a priest. These people are putting their beliefs that have nothing to do with me. Maybe it's perceptual bias. Maybe they're, you know, the way I come across. I'm going to do another show on that perceptual bias, so or perception. If you're dealing with people, you deal with people on how they are genuinely. You don't put your own delusions or misperceptions on somebody you don't know. I don't want to deal with people like that. And I realize that a lot more people than you think have mental health issues in this society, which I came across, or are totally off in my in dealing with people, or don't know how to deal with people. So it's important that if you, you know, you live next door to a neighbor, or you see somebody with talent, or you're interested in somebody, have the respect and boundaries to deal with them. If they don't want it with you around, you keep away from them. If you're, until you talk to them directly or whatever, you know, it's none of their business. And we should not judge people by what we perceive, because that's not always going to be the answer. So I like to hang out with progressive people. I like to hang out with people who are open-minded and people who are well and no criminals, no prejudiced people, no religious bigots around me. I don't want that around me. I'm talking about religious bigotry has no place in my life. Okay? I don't want somebody judging me on something, my look, my life, or so on. I don't want them around. I like only people who are genuinely nice and respectful. I don't want no nosy people around either. I was targeted, but I can't let the dream killers take it away. Because these dream killers don't want me to make any music. They want me to sit there, and they want to sabotage that. They want to sabotage me. I cannot live in an apartment setting, renting, ever again, or a hotel. I cannot do that. I had bad experiences. I came so far from that because I came on the street. It's like going backwards. I had too many bad experiences out here. I didn't see my dream happen to get to the, you know, the big time. The dream didn't happen all these decades. I'm having trouble finding a job, the right kind of job. And I get jobs, and, you know, I'm an artist, and I get jobs, and they don't hire me. Even if I send them a resume, they don't give me a chance to be at a university, or they don't give me a chance. I don't know why. And then I get these little jobs, I work, and then they lay me off. And now if I lose my place where I live, and I'm not going to go rent a place and go to a hotel or go to a little apartment rental. I can't do that. That is not possible. That would be the last straw. I came too far. The goal in life is to get to the next level. Then they teach you, move forward, move on. That's the goal. We don't stay stuck in the past. We don't stay stuck around people 2002, 2003. And we're still talking about what happened 20 years ago and keep coming around with that same man. You got some mental health issue or something wrong. We got to move on. But that is the way it is. But I can't let the dream killers take it away. That's why I wrote the song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. I'm trying to be a law school, but also I've been trying to do this for a long time. And it reached a point where I feel that I deserve more than what I've gotten. I try to do the right thing. I try to be respectful. And the world has given me too many obstacles to overcome. I'm not supposed to be just sitting in my home and just relaxing and then come outside and see somebody with a mental health issue start yelling and screaming at me to press my buttons on a daily basis for several years. That's crazy. I can't deal with someone with a mental health issue or a criminal background or who ain't progressive or who's prejudiced. I had to deal with people directly. I can't deal with no nosy people because nosy people who don't mind their business are problematic. I had to deal with going for dreams. That's what I came out here for. Hollywood dream.